In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. These are the words we hear from John the Baptist this morning regarding the kind of baptism with which Jesus will baptize his followers. These are the words that also captured my imagination as I read and prepared for our service this morning. Baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire. What does that mean? What does it mean to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire? In a little while, we will have the privilege to baptize Melissa. I will say some words over some water, bless it, making it holy. One of her godparents will pour water over her, and I will say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then she will be anointed with oil and sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. In our reading from the book of Acts, we heard the receiving of the Holy Spirit is an essential part of baptism because the folks Peter and John encountered had been baptized by someone who didn't quite get that, and so they had to go and intervene and finish the job. So we get that the Holy Spirit is a part of baptism, the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth, that guides us in our life in Christ, the Holy Spirit that helps us to develop our gifts to be used for the building up of the kingdom of God on earth. But where does the fire come in? I think that the fire is that spark of light that all human beings are born with. It's already present in Melissa. It is that thing that connects us all to God. The light that is in us, a burning ember from the moment we are born. The thing that's a part of us that's created in God's image. I think at baptism, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, begins to breathe on that ember and ignites it into a fire. A fire. A fire that is needed to embolden us to live into those baptismal promises that we're about to make once again along with Melissa. Because without the Holy Spirit and that fire truly burning within us, we wouldn't be able to keep those promises. It takes a real passion, a passion for God, to be able to persevere in resisting evil in a world that seems to be full of pitfalls. It requires a love of Jesus that is strong and deep to be willing to proclaim by word and example the good news of Christ when people are telling you not to talk about your faith and to take care of you and yours first rather than showing the love God has for all people. You need a desire to truly live as a disciple, to work at seeking and serving Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself in a time when people are trying to very narrowly define who your neighbor is. And you need a burning fire in your heart to respect the dignity of every human being and not just take that to mean that you are nice to others, but that you truly care and you turn that caring into action when people are treated unjustly. This is the fire that Jesus came to offer in the baptism that he brings. A fire for compassionate living that reflects the compassionate God that we proclaim, we believe in, and we follow. Unfortunately for many of us, our fire has dimmed. Our hearts have gotten hard over time. That biblical term that's often used is that we have hearts of stone. Stone cold is probably a term we've heard before. In his book, The Heart of Christianity, Marcus Borg tells us that the heart of stone is also a closed heart. A heart that no longer sees or hears and can respond to what is going on in the world around them. It's associated with a lack of understanding and a darkened mind. It's a heart that feels entitled, is bitter and angry. It's turned inward and it doesn't see the beauty and the mystery of God that is all around us. The fire has gone out. Why? Why does that happen to us? Maybe it's because we've stopped praying, seriously praying, taking time with God, attending church regularly, making quiet time to listen to how God is speaking to us, reading the Bible or other books that engage us in our relationship with God, spending time with people who inspire and challenge us in our faith in good and meaningful ways. In other words, we've lost our connection. We've closed the flue in us so that the breath of God isn't able to keep that flame going in our heart. In the movie The Lion King, there's a scene when Simba is really struggling with his identity. And he's taken by the baboon Rafiki to the lagoon to show him his father, who'd been killed earlier in that stampede when Simba was a young cub. Simba looks into the lagoon and sees only the reflection of himself. And he says, "That isn't my father." And Rafiki says, "Look harder. He lives in you." And when Simba looks back again, he hears the voice of his father saying, "Simba, you have forgotten who you are. You are more than you have become. Remember who you are." Perhaps we have forgotten who we are. We renew our baptismal vows every time we baptize a new person to remember who we are, to allow the fire to be rekindled in us, to allow our embers to be breathed upon by the Holy Spirit and ignite that flame within us once again, to give us, in Marcus Borg's words, open hearts. Hearts open to the presence of Jesus in our lives. A chance to recommit ourselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of the bread and the prayers, and all of those things that nourish us and feed us, our souls and our bodies, strengthening us for this Christian journey. Opening ourselves up to the ways that God's Spirit is moving us to be the children of God that we claim at our baptism. See, the good news is that the fire is never really completely extinguished. There's always that ember smoldering and burning. We just have to reconnect, remember who we are. Let the breath of God in to rekindle it. It's a new year. It's the beginning of a life in Christ for Melissa. It's a renewing of our commitment to our life in Christ. Let's commit our hearts to being open to the Holy Spirit, to the breath of God, to the fire that can be rekindled within us, so that, we can then be emboldened with a passion to go forth and truly live these promises that we are about to renew and to make. Amen.